I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. I remember as a young boy being in our youth meeting and hearing the workers, the teachers tell us that this book, you know which one I'm talking about, don't you? Just in case there's any doubt in your mind, that this book is actually a love letter. It's a love letter sent from God. Now, I know there are some real love letters in here, Song of Solomon and others, but this whole thing is a love letter. It tells of his love. Then as we go on through that song, we see, though I forget him and wander away, still he does love me wherever I stray. How many times in the Bible do we see those whom God loves stray, following their own way, going this way, or allowing the devil to put that ring in their nose and just lead them wherever he wants? But then what happens? God steps in. God intervenes. God goes in search of them, like that parable Jesus told, the story of that shepherd who had 100 sheep. 99 of them were right where they were supposed to be. But one, as we sing, was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold. But there, the shepherd goes looking, goes out to find that sheep. And the Bible is just so full of those stories. And I'm sure today that many of us could tell stories of where we may have wandered, or perhaps made a wrong turn. Perhaps we did it purposely. Perhaps we did it not meaning to. Satan is shrewd. Our enemy is shrewd when he wants to get us off the path. But what happens? Just what we sang here. Still he does love me wherever I stray. He still loves us, but he goes after us. Aren't you glad he goes after us? Aren't you glad those times when he went after you to bring you back? Sometimes we say, leave me alone. I've heard people say that. I wish the Lord would leave me alone. I heard someone was telling me this morning about their son who's coming back to the Lord, asked them to, you got to pray for me. You have to pray for me. And I remember in fact, his son is up in the village from Spotswood, Brother Keith's church. You may remember Brother Keith. Some of you may be familiar with him. This one fella had known the Lord in his younger days, and he'd started to stray. And his mother, she didn't preach to him. She didn't even make a big deal, but she prayed. And every once in a while, she would just say to her son, I'm praying for you. Not a big deal, just praying for, love you, praying for you. And you know what happened? The Lord started to go after him. The Lord was always after him, but the Lord let him know that he was after him. Sometimes the Lord's after us and we're just like happy little lambs running around thinking we're having a great time. Little do we know, we're getting ourselves into all kinds of trouble. But then there are those times where you know the Lord's after you. Know he's reaching for you. You know he's searching for you. Some of you may be familiar with one of the greatest poems, or at least one of my favorites, written by an English poet by the name of Francis Thompson, The Hound of Heaven. Anybody familiar with that poem? Has anyone ever heard that poem, The Hound of Heaven? If you haven't, you should go and find it somewhere. It's called The Hound of Heaven by Francis Thompson, and he tells about how he was wandering. He was wandering, but someone was after him. Someone was after him. And the way he describes it is so beautiful. You have to read it. He says how that hound of heaven, that hunting dog, as it were, that was running him down, searching him down, just was moving slowly, unperturbed speed, he calls it, just pursuing him. And no matter how far, how fast he would run, that hound of heaven just was back there searching for him, hunting him down, looking for him to draw him back. To get back to this story, this fella started to realize that God was calling him. And God allowed certain things to occur in his life to get his attention. Sometimes the Lord has to do that. Sometimes he can't get our attention any other way. So he allows circumstances to come into our lives, and that's exactly what started to happen to this fella. things started to happen. He knew. He knew. He had been taught the way. He knew that God was calling him. And you know what he did? He went to his mother, because he was still in his rebellious stage. He went back to his mother and listened to what he said. He said, "Mom, stop praying for me. Stop praying for me. Because the Lord is after me and he's answering your prayers and I think he's allowing some of these things to happen to get my attention. So stop praying for me. I want the Lord to leave me alone." What do you think she did?
Prayed hard.
She just kind of let it go and she doubled her efforts. Like Elijah, her head between her knees. And you know what happened finally? That man was brought back. Brought back. The shepherd found him, threw him over his shoulders, and came back and said, "Rejoice, I have found my sheep, which was lost." That was you. And that was me. There is more joy in heaven. Speaking about joy, there's more joy in heaven over one sinner that repents than over 99 good people who don't need to repent. I'm glad that though we may have forgotten him and wandered away, still he loved us wherever we strayed, and he came after us, our good shepherd, and he has brought us back. And now we don't want to wander away, do we?
No.
We don't want to wander. We don't want to leave him. We don't want to stray. We want to follow him like we heard last night. We want to leave. We want to follow wherever our good shepherd would lead. I call him Uncle Ken because my mom trained with our brother Ken Callis's parents for the ministry, and so after a while she sort of adopted his mom as her mom and called her mom Callis, and so we called her Grandma Callis, and so by proxy he became Uncle Ken. His father, Rudy Callis, as I am told, some of you may remember that song, where it's prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Anybody know that song? Come thou fount of every blessing. Well, I was told, I'm a little young perhaps to remember this, but he refused to sing those words. When that line of that hymn would come up, he said, "I'm not singing that. Because I don't want to be prone to wander. I don't want to leave the God I love." He said, "How would you feel if your husband or wife or one that you love came to you and said, 'Hi, honey, prone to wander, honey, I feel it. Prone to leave the one I love.' How'd you like to get that kind of a card for Valentine's Day?" He said, "I don't want to sing that. I don't want to sing that." I understood what he said. I understand what that man is saying, but I don't want that to be my testimony, and we don't want that to be our testimony, because he loves us, and he sought us out, and he has won us. It cost him his life. It cost him everything to purchase us and redeem us back to God. And so let's love him. Let's love him. And as we look in a little while at Psalm 119, we're going to talk this morning, in these mornings, about that book which he has given us that tells of his love. So I'm glad for his love this morning.